We're joined by Peter Mall and Rob Mark, who are with the Whitman Regional Airport. And you've got I was saying during the break, you must look upon this week with mixed emotions.
Oh, absolutely. It's, we try to anticipate a lot of things during the week, what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. But ultimately, you just go with the flow. And we do have a lot of fun, even on the staff here. We get out and get a chance to look at things that you never see any other place in any other plant time of year. So.
Well, that's true. And it all comes to you. You don't even have to travel.
That's true.
That's pretty
wild. And I can go home at night.
Now, let's talk about that very thing. I understand you guys expanded the North 40, and yet it's full.
That's right.
That's kind of amazing in today's economy right now.
That's true. I'm glad, as I said in the welcoming speech the other night, you could go anywhere on your vacation. We're glad people are here at Oshkosh.
Come and spend money.
No, that's right.
Come and have a good time.
That's right.
I often wonder what this airport looks like the other 51 weeks of the year. I imagine it's fairly quiet.
It's very quiet, but that's okay. Rob and I were talking before. Let me give you some traffic numbers. Overall,
certainly.
Last year we had 84,000 plus aircraft operations. EA accounted for 21,000 of that, so we still had 63,000 aircraft operations.
Pretty busy.
We've got everything from GA, corporate. Military comes in here once in a while in training exercises. It's a lot of fun.
So, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Plus, we have a lot of business here now, too.
That's right.
We have, the leverage part that's been good for us is that we have Sonics and we have Eagle, and there's a new Remos sales organization here up at Orion, and we're really happy that some of what makes this show the show is starting to see Oshkosh as a home. And that's what we want, Whitman Regional Airport, light sport aircraft center of the world or
that's
something.
Right. We're trying constantly, talking to a lot of people, especially during this week, to attract them to move their business to Oshkosh or even start up a new business if they're thinking about that. We've got land available. We've got, a real positive, I think, airport management and governance in place. Our aviation committee with the Winnebago County is very enthusiastic about attracting new businesses to the airport. So,
well, that's unusual, to say the least, where we're from in Pennsylvania, where the only thing that airports attract is developers trying to close them.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
Yes. What do you guys do to prepare for Oshkosh? I mean, I imagine EAA does a lion's share, but you guys have got to be right on top of things, too.
Exactly. EAA does probably about 90-95% of the work, the ground preparation. But we as a staff, we have to take care of all the temporary runway markings, all the colored dots on the runways, setting up security lines on the east side of the airport. But we work very closely with EA all year round, so it's it's a very smooth transition, and everybody's happy.
Here's a good question: how big is the red dot?
50 oh, there's runway. A trivia question.
Well, there is no red dot. It's
orange
pink.
Dot.
We're supposed to say that. Darn.
You got me on that one too.
Yeah, there's actually seven dots. On 927, we have orange, green, and white.
No triangles this year?
No triangles, nope. And on 1836,
wow,
we have blue, pink, yellow, and purple. And they're 50-foot diameter.
They don't look that big from here.
No, I know. But you get up close to them, and you got to wear sunglasses when you put on. They're all day glow.
I don't doubt that. Now, the vacuum cleaner you heard go by wasn't really a vacuum cleaner.
I think it was a turbine Molly, if I'm not mistaken.
It looked like it, yeah.
A Molly? Could it be a Sherpa?
I'm not sure. It had a pretty paint job on it, though.
And it had a big, long snoot on the front of it with a big turboprop. What always amazes me is watching the traffic. You get so many different types of airplanes, you'll never see anything like it.
That's right.
Gentlemen, I have another question for you. This is kind of an off-season thing, after Air Venture is up and gone. But obviously, you're up here in the snow belt, and you guys get a tremendous amount of snow. The runways that we're using for the air show and everything, do you guys plow them as well as all the rest of the runways and taxiways?
Yeah, everything gets plowed, even Aeroshell Square, because federal funds paid for it, but grant assurances said we must keep it in operational condition all year round. So
this is regardless of the weather.
Regardless of the weather, it's open. Now, interestingly, we do, we rent out, quote-unquote, I guess if you want to put it that way, Texway Papa all year round to Oshkosh Corporation. They do truck testing on it.
Wow.
So it's kind of neat. They do acoustic testing. They do brake testing. So we'll close that off, time to time when trucks are running up and down it. But We have a good, very good working relationship with them. They love the ability to work out here. So
I was just wondering.
Not to mention, you get the latest in fire technology.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, the other thing I was wondering is have you ever run drag races out here?
No, that's been suggested by more than a few people.
Oh, I'm sure.
Only after dark, when they don't know you've got the golf carts.
Yeah,
yeah, really.
After the jet racer yesterday, yeah. I don't know if that's going to work.
The one thing, when the rocket racing plane was taking off, I was thinking, boy, if he rotates, he's just going to scorch that runway.
Well, the Harrier did, actually does every year, and the expansion joints between the grooves are they're melted out there.
Oh, boy.
But that's okay. Then it prevents the weeds from growing up in between them.
So you'd like them to do all the expansion joints?
Yeah, they could.
Just
be
take
free.
A slow cruise up and down the runway.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good thing about all the snow plowing, though, is that we are ready in case there is an air show in December or January.
That's right.
We're ready.
I'll start you what. The frozen north.
The frozen north. You guys want to do an air show in the middle of December, give me a call.
They'll stand out there and announce it.
I will certainly do that. I'm crazy enough.
Hot dog. I think we have something here. Another marketing trend for the airport.
World's
there
coldest air show.
Yes.
We call it
brr. Exactly.
And the airplane flying by has one wampin' heater in it.
Absolutely.
Call it Snowfest.
But it's the busiest airport in the world for this 1 week out of the year.
You know, you tell people that and they look at you like you got three heads.
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, and the sign that's up on the new tower now proclaims that even louder than it did at the old one. So
at least higher.
And in this day and age, with the traffic going down at some of the commercial airports, that's a pretty bold statement.
Hey, wait a minute! You just said something very dear to our hearts here. The old tower. Okay.
Uh oh.
Look,
the new home of EAA Radio.
The new home of EAA Radio. Yes,
we want to make
a pitch. We would like to have EAA Radio moved into the old tower.
Okay.
And Haley, and his comment was, right before we knock it down?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think it's a choice. I think it's not a when is it going to knock, or not an if, it's a when.
It's a when.
It's going to come down one way or another because it's coming down on its own.
That's right.
So those of you who are here, you better get your pictures now because it could be gone tomorrow morning.
I'm assuming it'll be gone by next year.
Oh, yeah. This fall it'll be coming down.
Oh, we have
probably October or November.
We will hold a moment of silence. Please let us know when this is to happen. Yeah.
Unless you wanted to reassemble it someplace else.
Take it down
brick by brick
and move it.
Rebuild it. But
it was moved once before.
Oh,
that's right.
Hey, guys, I do have a request.
Okay.
My brother and I, we've been looking for an airport beacon for our shop back home.
I'm sure that's
you have
around.
A spare one around here. What's the chances of us getting that?
You know, you're about the 50th person right now who's asked about the same thing.
That's great. We've got a shot.
Wait a minute. I've got $1 million back at the campground.
In small bills.
One of the things we're thinking about doing with it, and Milwaukee Airport did a similar thing. They took the old beacon and put it inside the terminal, obviously a lower wattage bulb, and it still rotates.
I think that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I think it's kind of neat. We're going to put some bricks on a display, maybe some of the light gun. You know, some of the things, a little nostalgia.
Oh, wait a minute, guys.
Why don't you guys sell bricks?
I was going to say, there's the perfect Oshkosh souvenir.
Exactly.
A brick from the old tower.
And that question's been asked a million times, too. But the tower, once the new tower is commissioned, the old one becomes the property of the contractor. And, you know, he is saving some bricks for us.
Oh.
Okay.
But they said, we own it. It comes down. We'll dispose of it, so.
Yeah, right. They're going to be on eBay.
Yeah, I know they are.
I've got a hammer in the car. I'll be right back.
I better start looking on eBay right now.
Yeah, we didn't save bits of the old runway when you redid 927.
Actually, we did.
Oh, did you save some of that?
It's part of a parking lot now.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Because they just rebuilt 927.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Recycling.
Runway, you know, who cares?
And I can't believe you took that thing away. I was going to ask him about how big the dots were. I thought we were really going to have, I figured you'd have Colin capabilities and people would want to win something.
Well, we do, but the Dixie Cup.
Actually, win the dot is what you win. So
win the dot.
Or picture out by the dot.
What people don't realize about the dots is that when somebody taxis or is landing over them, it reflects off the bottom of the aircraft.
Yes.
And it's a real optional illusion there.
Yeah. Optional, you mean?
Optional delusion.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, whoa, what was that? And it dawned on me, oh, you dummy, it's a dot on the runway.
One of the other funny things.
Especially the orange one, you go, oh my goodness, she's on fire.
Yeah, for a brief second.
Nope,
yeah.
Just the dot.
One of the other funny things, too, is that when people are flying in, if they've never been here before, the first question they ask the controller is, what are all the dots on the runway for? Like, obviously, you've never been here during AirVenture.
And then the controllers say, what dots?
Yeah.
You're seeing things.
Yeah. Watch out for the guy on the runway with the crayon connecting them.
So are you guys in relax mode now or just like running around like stuck chickens?
Well, I'm somewhat relaxed. You know, once it starts, things get rolling, you can kind of kick back a little bit. But, you know, there's still issues that pop up every once in a while and you got to deal with. But it's still fun. It really is.
Do you guys have a booth here anywhere on the grounds to come and...
Yeah, the whole airport is the booth.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
A little hard to find you, though. Maybe that's a good thing.
That's true. I mean, we spend a fair amount of time, too, you know, meeting people in some of the companies and saying hello and saying welcome and making sure that they know that Oshkosh is a good place to land a business if they had one. And if nothing else, just say thank you for coming because we know this is a really important event to the whole community.
Well, I think we're going to move our company here. We have a name. We don't really do anything, but we got a company motto.
What's your motto?
Our motto is where technology doesn't get in the way.
and no job pays enough.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, thank you guys for joining us.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
all right.
Appreciate
this is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie.
You're listening to EAA Radio.